I've spent a lot of hours of my personal time getting students ready to vote. My name is Cheyenne Sheen. I am a sophomore at Boise State University in Civil Engineering and Environmental Studies. To help prepare students to vote this year, we did a big voter drive on Voter Registration Day. We had an in-person event where students could register to vote and also request an absentee ballot. We've just been pushing a lot of social media things. I've definitely seen a ton of participation this year, and there's a lot of first-time voters who think this is super important and are really excited, but also really concerned in how the election will turn out. There are a few that feel like it's a really pressing need that they need to be out there and vote and make sure that they're doing their part. So it's really cool to see their civic engagement. I will not be voting in this election because I'm not a citizen, so I don't have the right to vote. The choices that are made in this election, like the votes that determines the next couple of years. And even though I'm not a citizen, that does directly affect me. There isn't a lot of participation usually for young voters, but with all my optimism and hope, I really think that this year might be different. I am constantly seeing a lot of my peers and other students on campus talking about registering to vote and to vote and to vote and to vote and to vote. I don't know, it might be all talk, but hopefully, they've requested their absentee ballot or are going to vote in person early or on election day. I don't have direct representation with voting. I don't get to choose the people that, quote unquote, represent me. So I often understand how it feels to not be heard. I think these are similar feelings that a lot of young students, and especially our Black, Indigenous, people of color folk have, which seriously motivates me to create and share these resources to help them register to vote, create a plan to vote, and ultimately have their voice heard.